Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you? Hello, thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
I just need to get this amount refunded to my account, please. And I don't know if you have anything to do with the other part, but they said the same thing as you did. They said,
what's the name on the account, ma'am?
Carol Robinson.
Okay, do you have the order ID number?
Hold on, please.
Okay, so the previous agent that you were speaking with, were they able to find an account for you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, give me your zip code.
76031.
What product was sent out to you?
I don't know. I haven't received the product.
Okay, what are you calling in about?
A charge on my statement shows up. It says March 17th, $5.87.
Okay, let me look up the charge. Give me the first six digits of the card that's being billed.
First six digits of my card?
Yes, the card that is being billed. What's the first six digits?
7004. Hold on, please. It's 4005-7004.
Okay, 40
05-7004.
Okay, and what's the last four?
2524.
Okay, it's not pulling up an account with that number. Let's see here, give me just a moment.
Is reference number 10750001580.
Okay. And you're reading that off of your billing statement?
Off of my bank account statement. I'm reading from my bank account.
Okay, that won't help me find the order here. Give me just a moment.
Well, she just canceled it out. Maybe that's why.
Well, even if it's canceled, I'd be able to find it. Let me see here. And you said that you don't know what was ordered.
Ma'am? What, ma'am?
You don't know what was ordered?
I don't know anything about any of of it. And what's even more troubling is that another company called Quality O'Flip charged me $687 for the same earplugs and the same watch.
Okay, I just asked what was sent out and you said you didn't know. But now you're saying it's earbuds and a watch?
Another company has charged me $6.87 for earplugs and a watch. I just got off the phone with them. Do you know anything about that company?
Well, that's what I'm searching for. That's the questions that I'm asking you to find out exactly what was ordered, because it doesn't show me anything. Let me just try one more thing here. See if I can find it.
You might want to call that girl back.
That's what I'm doing now, ma'am. You got to allow me just a moment to do so. I'm getting in contact now with the agent you spoke with. Okay, so I have a Carol R. Robinson at iCloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have telephone number 817-648-2124.
Are you talking to me or to her?
I'm speaking to you, ma'am. I've already verified the account with her. Okay, so it shows me here that there was a trial offer that was processed for that $687 and $587. That's the shipping and handling cost of a Rapid watch and Rapid pods. And you're saying you didn't place that order?
No.
So what we'll do is I'm going to process fraud on the account. All I do is I use the IP address that we have on file, and I do contact the local authorities. So I will be placing that request for them to verify the device. Now, that takes 3 to 5 business days for them to do. Once I have that information, ma'am, we will be pressing charges on the person who placed this trial offer. Is there anyone in your home that could have placed the order?
No.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and process the fraud for you. You'll have to wait on the email confirmation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.